Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Beginning tomorrow night, Hillsborough County will be under what's called a Safer at Home order. It's similar to what went into effect today at noon in Pinellas. In a unanimous vote this afternoon, Hillsborough's Emergency Policy Group voted to implement the policy with two main changes from what they agreed on yesterday. First, it will be called an order rather than a directive. According to the county's attorney, a directive would have strongly encouraged compliance, but an order can be enforced by police if necessary. In addition, the word curfew was dropped. The Safer at Home order will apply 24 hours a day. Essential work is still allowed, as are trips for medicine or groceries. But according to the county, most nail salons, hairstylists, barber shops, alteration shops, and spas would have to close. The Hillsborough County Health Department says a 69-year-old Hillsborough resident diagnosed with COVID-19 has passed away at home. This is the first person to die in the county from the disease caused by coronavirus. The Florida Department of Health says that as of this morning, there have been 2,355 positive cases of COVID-19 in the state. That's up nearly 400 since last night. There have been 28 deaths in Florida. Here's the county-by-county breakdown of positive coronavirus cases in the Tampa Bay area. There are 142 in Hillsborough, 64 in Pinellas, 24 in Manatee, 34 in Sarasota, 19 in Pasco, and 17 in Polk. Hillsborough County Emergency Operations Center says the county will no longer make COVID-19 drive-through test appointments because they've reached the limited number of test kits. The county made appointments for 900 residents since opening this week. No more appointments will be made for the drive-through test site until further notice. Census officials are starting to push back deadlines due to concerns about coronavirus. Regan McCarthy has more.
When people don't fill out their census information, the government hires workers who go door to door asking residents to complete their forms. In areas heavily populated by college students, that usually starts in early April. But this time, Tim Olson, Associate Director of Census Field Operations, says non-response follow-up won't start until at least May 13th. Right now, there are no plans to push back the final deadline for census completion. Officials say they could end up hiring more workers than usual to cover as many houses as possible in a shorter time frame once concerns about the spread of the coronavirus have dissipated. In the meantime, officials are asking anyone who can to fill out their forms online, over the phone, or by mail. I'm Regan McCarthy.
Here's the weather. Tonight, it will be clear with overnight low temperatures in the high 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with near record high temperatures around 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on WMNF.org and 88.5 FM.
Amazingly, America has become a nation of socialists, asking in dismay, where's the government? These are not born-again Bernie Sanders activists, but everyday people of all political stripes, including previously apolitical multitudes, who are now clamoring for big government intervention in their lives. Nothing like a spreading coronavirus pandemic to bring home the need that all of us have, both as individuals and as a society, for an adequately funded, fully functioning, competent government capable of serving all. Instead, in our moment of critical national need, Trump's government has been a rickety medicine show run by a small-minded flim-flammer peddling laissez-faire land snake oil. We have it totally under control, Trump pompously declared after the first U.S. case was confirmed in January. For weeks, as the pandemic spread out of control, he did nothing. An increasingly anxious public found that they couldn't even get reliable test kits from Trump's hollowed-out government health agencies. Still, he shrugged off all concern and responsibility. By April, you know, in theory, he said, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. Not exactly a can-do Rooseveltian response to a national crisis. That complete absence of White House leadership is why a deadly pathogen is now raging practically everywhere across our land. Unknown millions of us are being infected. A closed indefinitely sign has literally been hung on the American economy. And even our people's social and civic interactions, the essence of community life, have been halted. This is Jim Hightower saying, right-wing politico Grover Norquist once said he wanted a government so small I can drag it into the bathroom and drown it in the bathtub. Trump has shown us what such a small-minded government looks like and what it costs us.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.